More about Camp American next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me today is my co-host, the Vice Chairman of our Institute, fellow analyst and good friend, Chuck Michaels. And I guess I should add today, Chuck, Executive Director of Camp American.
That's right. I am the Executive Director of Camp American, and I appreciate that. At least I get to be boss someplace.
Well, we know actually that Noel's really the boss, but we let you imagine that.
Yeah, they know what I need, and they meet my needs by giving me a title. It's just like working for a bank.
That's it. And speaking of Noel, we have back with us today as our special guest on the program, Noel Dielman, who is the founder of Camp American. And yesterday, Noel, we were talking a little bit about the history of the camp and some of the general idea of what happens during the week of camp that we believe is, I think you said June the 24th through the 30th this coming year in 2012?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Well, one of the things I'd like to get into a little bit, and with you and Chuck both, is to give our listeners a little flavor of what they're going to find when they as parents or their children as students come to Camp American. What exactly do we try to instill in these students for that week that they're there at the campground?
Well, we do try to instill morals, manners, a respect for parents, a love of God and country, just old-fashioned values. And one of the ways we do that is we have a list of banned items. That would be iPods, radios, televisions, any kind of music makers or that type of thing, TV, radio.
Well, electronic music makers, not necessarily instruments. Please, if you have music instruments, bring them.
Yes, bring musical instruments if you have them. But we don't want video games. We don't want any of that stuff at camp because it's very distracting. And as most people know that listen to this program, probably it's counterproductive to what we're trying to do because the things that you see on TV here on the radio are counterproductive to what we are trying to teach at Camp American. We are basically trying to educate young people to become leaders who understand the founding principles of this country. We have traveled so off course in this nation that even well-meaning Christians do not know what the founding principles are of this nation. They don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand original intent. And we are trying to restore that. We are trying to raise up an army of students that understand those things and can work to restore those things to this country. Right now, we are on a crash course of self-destruction in this country. And it's basically because of ignorance. Ignorance of the founding principles, what our Constitution actually says, what it's supposed to do, which is to limit the federal government, not limit the American people. People don't understand that. They don't understand that it's the rule of law for this nation. And our elected officials obviously don't know what it says or what it is intended to do because they take an oath to uphold the Constitution. And 20 minutes later, they go into session and start violating it right off the bat. That is what we are trying to teach our young people not to do, that we are trying to teach them what the Constitution says and to hold our elected officials' feet to the fire.
I think you'll find that when we say an army, we're actually trying to raise an officer corps, if you will. We want the leadership, and we want the leadership who understands how things work. We all need soldiers, too, and you know, we're more than happy to train soldiers, but we really need the officer corps to get in there and lead the soldiers where they're supposed to go. We want our kids, I shouldn't say our kids, they're really young men and women who are in training to learn things, you know, to have a biblically centered patriotism rather than a blind patriotism wherein it's my country right or wrong, but right or wrong my country. We want them to understand the implications of that and say, my country, may she always be right. And we will train them to understand what is right and try to steer in the direction of right.
One of the things that we emphasize is that it's not about being Republican. It's not about being a Democrat. It is about being an American and choosing leaders that are going to uphold the principles that this nation was founded upon. It's not going to be a rally for Republicans. It's not going to be a rally for Democrats. It is education to teach young people to look for leaders or to become leaders who understand the godly principles upon which this nation was formed and to abide by the Constitution of the United States.
Well, you know, Noelle, I think that's a wonderful thing to be doing. As a matter of fact, Chuck and I both have been teaching adult classes using Institute on the Constitution, which is one of the materials that's used at camp to teach. But I found that in classes where I'm teaching adults, if there are young people in the class, they seem to grasp it more quickly and understand it more fundamentally than the adults who have listened and heard and seen and been brought up in maybe in the government school system, or they've just seen how government works and they've believed the propaganda that's been put out there. And oftentimes it's harder to break through to the adults to understand this isn't how our country's supposed to be operating than it is to these young people. And our young people, that you're right, that's our future. That's, as Chuck, I like how you put that, the officer corps, those people who are going to assume leadership positions in the future in this country, in all spheres, not only in the government, but also in our business world, in our educational pursuits, in medicine. I mean, obviously, with Obamacare out there, you know, maybe we had some good people who understood the Constitution as medical professionals. That might be helpful, too. But that's part of the reason why, you know, I'm so high on camp. You know, I've been coming there now with my family, I don't know what, the last 6 years, maybe seven. Honestly, every year, it's just been incredible to see these young people who, and I laugh about this, Noel. It seems that on the last day of camp, you've got students who are already putting up a countdown on their Facebook pages to the next year's camp. And talking about which friends they want to invite back and how many people they want to bring back next year. You know, you start there at the beginning of the week and you get a couple of kids in there and, you know, and some of them are like, oh, you know, okay, here I am. I'm at a camp. My parents wanted to send me to. I'm not all that thrilled about it. By the time you get to the end of the week, I don't think we've had too many kids, if any, who are not like so totally just geared up and excited about the fact that they can make a difference. Because now they have the tools to understand what's being done. And I think that's just really incredible.
And it is. And you're right. I mean, the enthusiasm for next year's camp starts at the end of this year's camp. That's just something that happens every single year. But Barry, you make a good point when you say that the young people are grasping the principles of the Constitution in your classes faster. They're understanding it more than the older adult students are. Mm-hmm. But part of that is that particular group, the Institute on the Constitution, they attract a lot of homeschooling students. Now, I have a feeling that if you were attracting a lot of public school students, younger people from the public schools, that you wouldn't be seeing that quite so readily. You'd find a little more resistance. Lincoln said that the philosophy of the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. And I mm-hmm. think we've seen that come to fruition with the election of our Marxist president. The last election, there were people who had never voted in their lives, ran out, registered to vote so that they could vote this Marxist into office. And they thought he was the greatest thing they'd ever seen. I think a lot of those people are having regrets now. But nonetheless, it's an indicator of what's happening in our public schools. We've had a Marxist system in place for a couple of generations now in our public school system. It's a Marxist training ground, and we now have a Marxist president. So I think the reason that you're seeing the students you're seeing is because the Institute on the Constitution attracts more of the independent-minded, the homeschooling, that kind of thing. But there really is a crisis among our young people, because they have no idea what the Constitution says. They don't study it. They don't read it in school. And in whatever little Constitution education they get in the public schools, it's coming from a very liberal perspective, from people who do not understand original intent, who never read the writings of the Founding Fathers. And if you ask young people, and even adults, if you ask them, what do you know about the Constitution? Tell me one thing that's in the Constitution. They'll all say the same thing about 90% of the time. Separation of church and state. Yes. That phrase is not even in the Constitution.
It exists nowhere in the Constitution.
Nor is the sentiment or the principle.
Exactly. In fact, it says Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But it says nothing about a wall of separation between church and state. There was never an intention of putting a wall of separation between.
If you read the letters that came from between Thomas Jefferson and the Danbury Baptist Convention, that's not what Thomas Jefferson meant either.
No, not at all.
And that's the problem, Noel. And you're right. What we have is a group who has been taught things like that about the separation of church and state, who does not think they react emotionally. And one of the things that we're trying to do with Camp American is teach kids how to stop and think logically through these things. And one of the problems with being able to think logically is you have to have all the information. So we try to teach kids not to make knee-jerk emotional responses, but stop and think and do the research on something before you decide to vote for, sign up for the first time in 30 years that you haven't voted and vote for a Marxist because of some really goofy emotional reason, like he's the first black man who will be president, or yes, we can, some of these strange slogans, which has turned out to be apparently no, we can't, if the economy is any indicator. And we've had kids talk to us and they will address us as conservatives. And I will tell them, well, guys, I'm not really a conservative. I'm a Christian constitutionalist. And right now, that sort of makes me a radical. You know, not to say that I'm a bomb thrower or anything, nothing like that. But so-called conservatism has gotten so far away from having any actual roots in a faith base, which is a fixed understanding of constitutional law, that I don't really like to go by that title anymore. And I encourage the kids to actually look into that and look into what conservatism really is these days. And I think, you know, some of them walk away shocked and later tell us it's like, you know, I looked into that and you were absolutely right. So,
Chuck, this is interesting because I got this independently talking with some folks and they said, well, hey, there was this one student who went to your camp one year. And you guys all obviously had an influence on him because now he's in Indiana running political campaigns for Christian conservatives. And I thought, well, that's one example of how these young people can take this information and actually make a difference. And that's by supporting people who are going to be the officials over us, who understand our founding principles and who are willing to live and govern by them.
Well, you know what? We're running out of time. So what I want to do is make sure everybody knows where they can go to get more information. And that is www.campamerican.com. Don't go to campamerica.com. You don't want to buy camping equipment. You go to campamerican.com. And if you want to get a hold of us, the phone number is 614-893-5986. That's 614-893-5986. We will be happy to answer questions. We can come out and teach a sample class so that kids can get an idea and parents can get an idea of what it is we teach at Camp American. We invite you, if you're interested, to come up and visit us this June. Come up for a day, have a meal with us, visit the camp, see what it is we do. We'd be more than happy to have you come up and visit us and learn something about what it is we do. Now, another thing, this is the all important part. Camp American is a 501c3 charitable education organization. So if you agree with what we do, please make a donation. That's one thing we need. We need people to donate so we can offer scholarships for students who can't come. And we can continue to pay the bills and keep the tuition at a reasonable level because homeschoolers don't necessarily have a whole lot of money. Neither, in a lot of cases, do public schoolers. And we do offer our services to both. So please make a donation. And you can do so right there at www.campamerican.com.
And it's important, Chuck, to let people know that while most of our students are homeschooled, we certainly want and need to educate public school students as well.
Absolutely.
And they are more than welcome to come to camp. This is not a homeschool camp. This is a camp for basically anyone age 12 or older. Adults, parents need to know these things as well. Now, it is geared for youth. It is geared for students that are junior high and high school age, but parents will find it just as informative and can find it just as much fun if they want to come and not work, just come as campers and pay tuition. We do invite adults to come too, because adults need to have this information as well.
And absolutely, and that's why we do IOTC at Camp, Institute on the Constitution. Well, folks, we are completely out of time. Join us tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.